Good evening. This is your Tesla Daily Update for March 29, 2026. Today marks a major turning point in Tesla's vehicle lineup. Tesla has officially begun winding down production of its flagship Model S and Model X vehicles in the United States, with the phase-out expected to complete by the second quarter of this year. The freed-up factory space at Fremont will be redirected toward next-generation manufacturing, specifically Optimus humanoid robots and the upcoming Robotaxi platform. In related news, Elon Musk teased a new vehicle currently in development, describing it as, quote, way cooler than a minivan. Speculation points to a full-sized SUV with three rows of seating, arriving as the Model X phases out. On the financial front, analysts project Tesla's Q1 2026 deliveries at 365,645 units, an 8% increase year-over-year, but the second consecutive quarterly decline. Meanwhile, HSBC's lead analyst issued a stark warning, suggesting Tesla's stock could fall 65% to around $131, citing weak global growth and declining vehicle sales. Tesla's stock is currently trading around $362, down 23% over the past 3 months. A bright spot on the chip front, Terafab launched this week in Austin, a $25 billion semiconductor joint venture between Tesla, SpaceX, and xAI. The facility will produce inference chips for Tesla's FSD system, CyberCab, and Optimus, including the AI5 chip with small batch production expected by late 2026. Tesla's full self-driving technology continues to face intense regulatory scrutiny. The NHTSA's engineering analysis, known as EA26002, is underway, covering approximately 3.2 million vehicles. A decision from Dutch authorities on FSD approval is expected by April 10, which could pave the way for a broader EU rollout by summer. And the Tesla Semi keeps racking up miles. Hundreds of units have now accumulated over 13.5 million fleet miles, with aerodynamic improvements pushing the long-haul version's range to 500 miles. Megachargers can add roughly 300 miles in about 30 minutes. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.